Hey there, sit down, make yourself comfortable, and grab a cup of tea. Welcome to the 135th episode of Thea's Tea. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome back, everybody, to Thea's Tea. It's me, your host, Thea. For this episode's tea talk, I have something quite bland, to be honest. It's just some cold water. It's not even that cold or anything, it's just kind of room temperature, to be honest, in this like metallic water bottle, so it is a bit cooler, but yeah, nothing too wild. It's in this olive green Yeti water bottle that I have. I am 100% team Yeti over Hydro Flask, just thought I should put that out there. And my favorite part about this water bottle is decorating it with stickers. So yesterday I got a new sticker for my collection. I'm very excited about it. It's from like this tattoo stand. So yeah, that's basically what will be maintaining me refreshed for this episode. I'm sorry to not be offering anything more creative or unique, but that's what we've got. To paint the scene for you of how I'm recording this episode, I am in my apartment on the little dining table for two. It's a nice afternoon, you know, I'm here in front of my screen. It's a packed day, to be honest. I'm running around everywhere to get everything I need to do done, and I don't know if I'll make it, but I knew that I had to record this episode quickly, so I am trying to optimize my time by doing that. Let's do a little life update, shall we? So last Thursday was a social Thursday, of course, as they usually are in Bordeaux. I went out with my friends. It was a pretty chill outing, not that lit, to be honest. But yeah, it's just nice to get out, you know, on Thursday night, see people, you know, talk to people, listen to music, explore different places of the city. That's definitely one of my favorite parts about the student experience, as many would agree with me. But yeah, you know, it's a sacred little ritual. My dad's currently in town, so that's fun. On Friday, I went to have dinner with him, and it was such a fun experience for me to like choose the restaurant, because I don't usually go out to eat here. So having like all of these restaurants at my disposal and picking one that I liked and sharing that experience with him was very fun. And it was just like, you know, I feel like another facet to the city that I discovered. So yeah, that was really fun, kind of like shaking things up from my routine. This weekend, I attended a wedding, which was super fun. I love weddings as a social event. I love getting ready for them. It's like, I feel in my life, the biggest excuse to like go glam. So I did a full face of makeup. I haven't done a full face of makeup in years. I straightened my hair. Again, haven't straightened my hair in years. I wore this nice dress. So yeah, it's a really nice excuse to get all dolled up. And it's also just fun, you know, like the concept of it, like the party, you know, the reception, the cocktails, the dinner, the decorations are always like super pretty. And, you know, obviously the idea of celebrating love, I think, is so fun. So it was a really cool experience. I love weddings, and I just can't wait slash am shocked by the fact that there will be a moment where my circle of friends, you know, will be getting married. And when I go to these weddings, it won't be just like a random distant relative, but like actual, you know, people that have been in my life for a long time will, you know, that I know better, that are like my age, that are in my generation, that we've maybe grown up together. I don't know, that's just wild to me. And yeah, I kind of can't wait. On Monday, I had my usual classes and I started sports. Sports classes for this semester kicked off, and I'm gonna be taking fitness, which I did last semester as well. And I'm honestly quite excited. It's this like method, or I guess like, I don't know, type of sport that is basically like cardio and muscle strengthening, I guess, or like toning. So different teachers have like flexibility into how they structure their classes, but sometimes they'll do like cardio at the beginning to warm up, you know, with music. So it's not exactly a choreography, but it is kind of like moving to the rhythm of the music. So kind of like Zumba, I would say. And then, you know, more dedicated exercises to target different parts of your body, sometimes with like ankle weights or dumbbells. So yeah, I feel like it gets in a pretty good workout. You end up very sweaty, which I guess is a good sign. So that was, you know, a fun thing to pick back up in like this next school year and an activity that I'm looking forward to. And another big thing that has happened is that in, you know, receiving the new generation of students at our university that are specifically in our international program, we've been taking care of like, you know, making sure people get to meet each other. So we basically did a series like of distributing second year students with students in first year to have them be like their godchildren, if that makes sense. So, you know, to kind of help them, give them a familiar face. They can go out together. They can, you know, like help with work or, you know, university things. So that has been like my passion project for the past couple of weeks. And we finally distributed all of the godchildren to the godparents. And it's just so fun to start to meet like this new generation, you know, start to build a relationship with them, starting like to do things, you know, around the city, going out, getting to know them, passing on our wisdom, the things we would have liked to have heard when we started. So I don't know, it's just been a very fun experience. And I feel like it adds all of this purpose to what I'm living at university because it's like the lessons I live, I can pass them on to somebody else, which feels really exciting. And I just remember how much we looked up to the second year students when we were in first year. So knowing that we're occupying that role now feels like a very full circle moment. So I don't know, I just feel like it's such a valuable like addition to the year, and I'm just very excited to live this whole experience. I'm taking it very seriously. I'm very excited about this. So yeah, that's been another fun thing to add a little bit of spice. And also like another full circle moment that I lived was that I met up with a friend yesterday that I had met in Colombia that's also French and that lives here as well and that had been doing so for a year. And so we met in Colombia, a friend introduced us, and then we met up again here and it was just like crazy, you know? I love it when life does those things. And I don't know, it just makes us feel like really connected, you know, when things like that happen. And you know, the world can seem very big and isolating and lonely, but things like that just kind of remind you that we're not that far apart. Today, we're talking about growing old. This is a concept that I feel like has tormented me for a while since I was quite young, actually, you know, like a kid. And now that I'm growing up, you know, having like a more consciousness of the world, I feel like it's something that is daunting on me even more. I just want to make the distinction that this episode is about growing old, not growing up. Maybe that's just a difference in my head, but I feel like there is like a difference, you know, regarding the connotation. For me, like growing up is, you know, like, oh, you know, I was a teenager and now I'm becoming a young adult, you know, it's like as like year by year. But growing old is really like, you know, that jump from being 10 years old to being 70 years old. You know, when I think about growing old, I think of, you know, like becoming a grandma, you know? I feel like in this podcast, I talk a lot about growing up and just my experiences, you know, like gaining more responsibilities and gaining more freedom and everything. But today we're going to be making that big jump and talking about actually growing old on a larger scale. I think that something that maybe subconsciously woke up this discussion inside of me was a TikTok filter that was circulating a couple of weeks or months ago that would make you look older. And yeah, you know, like the wrinkles and things. And yeah, it was just like a trend circulating. There were people that would use that filter on a picture of a celebrity when they were younger, and it would look a lot like how they currently are. So, yeah, you know, that was a big thing. There were like divided opinions on that. So, I feel like that kind of planted a seed inside of me about how I feel about growing old. And another thing that I feel kind of has pushed me to do this is something that I would experience a lot when I was little. And when I would understand that like time can go by very quickly, I have this vivid memory of myself in my grandparents' car. I was in the back middle seat. And I had this feeling that, like, my life flashed before my eyes. It was kind of like a movie. So you could see me sitting in the back seat of the car. And then it was like the camera would zoom into my eyes, and then it would zoom out, and it would be me, like, super old in a living room, like, in front of the TV, you know, like when my life was almost over. And I remember feeling very stressed because that image that I was making up in my head felt so real that I felt like my entire life had flashed before my eyes, and like as if I had skipped all that middle part, you know, everything between me at that age and that older vision I was having. And it wasn't a dream or anything. I was very much awake, but I truly felt that in an opening and closing of eyes, I would be there, you know, in what I was imagining. I know this sounds really weird, but that's just kind of like a sensation I had, and I've been kind of like not clinging onto that ever since, but I think about it a lot, you know, and just how fast time is going by and how in one moment I will probably be in that position I imagined, you know, old with my life almost over. And, you know, I've been really questioning, like, how do I want to feel when that moment comes for me? So those are kind of the different things that have sparked this conversation for me. We're going to be talking a little bit about what I don't like about the way our society has portrayed growing old, and then a note on what it's like to grow old with dignity, and finally, what bothers me so much about how life changes as we grow old. Something that has always bothered me, and that every time I hear it kind of like makes me lose hope, is when people say, I can't believe that old grandma is wearing that, or I can't believe that person at that age would dye their hair a wacky color. I just hate the idea that there are things that are only allowed when you're young regarding your physical appearance. Like, why shouldn't I be allowed to have fun with my physical appearance older on in life? You know, like, it's still my body. So I just hate the fact that society has kind of like put all of this in boxes and thought like, oh, you can't dye your hair pink if you're over 60 years old. Why not? It's already white. It's easier. But I just feel like it implies that you're only allowed to have fun with certain things when you're young. And then when you become old, like, that ship has sailed for you and you already had your chance, but now you can't continue doing those types of things. And I hate it because since I've been used to those around me, like, judging people who do this, I feel like it's planted a seed in my head that, like, if when I grow old, I want to do something like that, I'll feel like I can't, or that people will, you know, judge me for it. So I just really hate the, like, connotation that we've given to certain things about physical appearance and the fact that only young people are allowed to do so. I don't know, I feel like it's kind of like you're being pushed through this doorway without really wanting to go, because it's like, at what moment did I, you know, like, resign to the right of being able to, you know, express myself in a certain way or do certain types of things, you know? And it's just like, they're no longer socially accepted, even though you never, like, agreed to it. That's kind of like what bothers me. Another thing that bothers me about the idea of growing old is, basically, I remember a few years ago, I was eating at a family member's house, and it wasn't exactly, like, healthy food, and, you know, like, I wasn't restricting myself or anything, and they were like, oh, yeah, you know, enjoy eating those types of things now while you can, while you're still skinny, because when you grow old, your body won't digest it the same way, and you'll have to watch out more with what you eat. Ignoring the fact that that comment in and of itself was out of place, I just don't like this other example of the idea that, you know, you're only allowed to enjoy certain things now that you're young. You know, I don't want to accept the idea that I can only eat what I like now and not have to work out too much. You know, like, is that temporary? Like, was I just blessed with good genetics, or does this happen to everybody? And then as soon as they grow old, things, like, start to impact their body differently and they can no longer eat without, you know, limiting themselves, or, you know, have to, like, work out in order to, like, compensate for a bit of the junk food they ate. It's just really weird for me because, you know, I was born and I grew up, you know, like, with these conditions, and I didn't realize that that was, like, as good as it would get, you know, and that in certain aspects, you know, it would be, like, a downfall as you grow up. And so it's like, you know, you're just born and you're put into the situation and you get used to it, and then you don't realize that your situation is going to decrease. So it's like, by the time you gain consciousness and learn to appreciate it, it's like, well, you're already on that downfall. And it's like, well, you know, if it were the other way around, I would appreciate things more. But it's just, it's so annoying to me. And there's also the whole thing about, like, when you grow older, you know, you can get more sick, or, you know, parts of your body start, like, malfunctioning, you get, like, arthritis, you know, things like that. So yeah, it's just, like, kind of upsetting to think that all of those things will happen. And of course it matters, like, how you take care of yourself when you're young, but also that's completely arbitrary. So it's just, like, I mean, it leaves me feeling very hopeless. As I said, you're being pushed through this door and there's, like, no way to escape it. Another thing that bothered me about this is what everybody says about, like, tattoos and piercings. Like, oh, you know, when you grow old, that's not going to look so good. Your skin is going to sag, you know, like, don't do these reckless things. It's like, I should be allowed to do what I want when I'm young. And, you know, we have to, like, stop satanizing the way tattoos will look on you when you're older, you know? I think it's, like, proof that you lived, like, a full young existence, that you had fun, and that you decided to put on your body, you know, something that had a lot of meaning to you, and that, you know, your body grew old and it's still healthy and it's still functioning, and you have this permanent memory of your youth on you. You know, it's like, wow, that's such a beautiful thing. It shouldn't be, like, frowned upon, like, oh my gosh, don't get tattoos because it'll look ugly when you grow old. I hate that, like, mentality. Because I feel like it's a common underlying denominator in all the examples I mentioned. It's just, like, you know, really out to limit you when you grow older, you know? It's just, they're, like, all these things that you seem less deserving of when you grow up. And I hate that narrative. Another example of this is that I feel like as you grow old, you kind of stop being the main character in your life. And I feel like a lot of people, and also in movies, it's sometimes portrayed like when they were younger, you know, they had more of a life, you know? It's like, for me now, I'm young, I get to do all of these things, you know, I'm in school, I can go out, I can party, I have my friends, I can do all of these things. But then when you get older, your life kind of becomes, like, more boring, I feel. And then it feels kind of like your life stops revolving around you, which is insane because it's your life. But, you know, like, if you have kids, you have to take care of them, or, you know, eventually have to take care of, like, other family members, you know, things like that. So I just feel like at some point your life stops revolving around you, and it's just so sad because, like, at what time do we forget to live life? So it's just so disheartening to feel that, like, you know, the most important and valuable part of your life, you're currently going through it, and then, you know, you have to, like, max it out, because then what comes after is just kind of, like, filler, and it's not worth living. Because I feel like, you know, if you started with the okay part and then your life would build up into something super cool, you would really appreciate that when it arrived. But if you are born and just start living the best part of your life automatically, and then when you grow old, like, you'd feel what I'm feeling right now, that it's like this fear of, like, oh, am I making the most of this? You know, do I have all the resources to maximize this? You know, like, I wish I could learn all of the lessons I need to in order to maximize this time of my life, you know, because, like, when I'll have everything I need, my life will be more boring. So I don't know, this kind of feels, like, pessimistic, but these are just, like, the thoughts that are flying around my head. Now let's move on to a more hopeful note. And I feel like there's a term that's thrown around a lot that is growing old with dignity, at least in Spanish. Como envejecer con dignidad is what they say. And something that makes me think of this is that TikTok filter I was talking about at the beginning. There was a version of this trend of a girl, you know, who put that filter on and was like, I'm so excited to meet her. You know, you can tell she lived her life to the maximum and now is just enjoying with her grandchildren and taking life slow. It was something along the lines of that. And I just felt like that was a really interesting take on it, because everybody was, like, freaking out with the wrinkles that they were gonna get. And, you know, just seeing kind of, like, that trend, that video in that ocean of others kind of gave me a glimmer of hope, because it's like, that is a beautiful way to see growing up, you know? Like, a fulfilling experience, like somebody who enjoys every period of life and then finds, like, the pleasure in maybe the slow rhythm of being older. And, you know, somebody who accomplished so much in her life that at the end kind of is allowed to relax and enjoy all of that and not have all of the pressures placed that I just mentioned a minute ago. So that just gave me like a really new light to face the situation and be like, huh, like if it's like that, growing old doesn't seem so terrible. And I think it really is true. Like if we start to see wrinkles as proof that you've lived your life and that your body has allowed you to experience things, I think that's another really beautiful perspective to have. And just be thankful that, you know, this vessel that has carried you for so long has permitted you to explore those things. And, you know, now it's kind of like reaping the consequences, but not in like a morbid, depressing way, but more so like, you know, it's because of all of the incredible things that you lived that now, you know, you're entering a different phase. But yeah, you know, I just feel like we're all like, I'm very scared for the day, you know, I get my first wrinkle or my first gray hair. But I just hope that when that happens, I can kind of approach it with this perspective of like, well, it's a sign of everything I have been able to do in my youth. Because for instance, I remember, you know, when my mom would get like her first gray hairs and things like that, and she was upset, as most people are. But I just think it would be so awesome if we could like reframe this experience. You know, there are people that don't even get to grow old, which I think is even more sad. So I feel like, you know, if we've made it this far, we should be grateful. And I guess something that I want for when I'm old is to not, you know, mourn my youth. I talk on here a lot about how I feel like I mourn versions of my past, you know, and how I idealize my past and how I feel like life is so fleeting that I can never like truly enjoy the moment because I'm scared that it will end. And while I'm scared that it will end, I'm mourning on the past. So I feel like another reason why there's such a negative connotation surrounding being old is because a lot of old people are mourning their past, you know, and they're wishing they were still in the past and, you know, with bodies that could do the things they could when they were younger and with a more active lifestyle, you know, a different physical appearance, etc. But I feel like that's really painful for themselves, you know, if they're just stuck in, you know, wishing that they were in a different reality, like that only hurts themselves. You know, when I'm old, I really hope that I'm able to experience that part of my life fully and see the beauty in being old, because I'm sure there is beauty to being old, but, you know, the media or people just don't really talk about it that much. So I hope that I can truly understand the meaning behind, you know, being old. And not feel like the only part of my life worth living was my youth, because that just puts you in a box. I feel like youth is incredible and there's so many good things to it, but I also hope that there's a whole side of marvelous things to being old. And I do have hope for this because, for instance, let's say when I was in high school, I thought that it would be like the best moment of my life, you know, that like that was my peak and that college would be absolutely terrible. I did my first semester of college in Colombia and I thought that was the best college experience I was going to have and that that was as good as my life was going to get. And then I came to France and, you know, I was completely mourning like these past versions of my life and I was like, well, I think that was as good as it was going to get and now it's a downfall from here. And then I entered my second year of college here and I feel like this is as good as my life is going to get, you know? It's like that feeling of your peak keeps postponing itself. So I just kind of hope that will translate to the rest of my life and how in every version of my present, I feel like I'm living my best life. But yeah, I truly feel there is a secret to understanding that the first few years aren't the only ones that are worth living of in your life. You know, I feel like there are good things to come ahead and we should like speak to them. Because it would suck to dread, you know, growing old and suffering for all these years out of fear of what's to come and then growing old and be like, well, actually, this isn't that bad. You know, it would have been nicer if you could have just had the certainty that it would be okay from the beginning and that way you could enjoy your youth and not be scared of what's to come. I also just hate how society idealizes youth and specifically how men tend to idealize young women in like a very physical way, like they only like bodies when they're young and sometimes they grow old and expect that women will still look like that young fantasy that they have, even though their own bodies look nothing like those of people the age they're looking for in women, if that makes sense. But I think that portrays a more profound sexist issue. You know, bodies at every stage of life should be appreciated, especially, for instance, women after they have a child. you know, the fact that a body is able to recuperate from that and, you know, it doesn't look the same as it did before, but it's like, look at this incredible thing that happened. You know, obviously the body is going to change after that, and we shouldn't idealize the previous version and make women feel guilty or upset about how their body looks afterwards. Like, it's the part of life that we should appreciate and honor. I just really feel like the problem lies in the way we, like, the connotation we give to these types of things. If we just changed our narrative a bit, I feel like it would work wonders. I am just gonna trust blindly the idea that there is more to life. And I feel like the reason that I'm so scared to grow old is because there is this whole good side about growing old that isn't accurately portrayed in our surroundings, in media, or in what's discussed. So I just feel like if maybe I were a bit more in touch with that, I would kind of like trust the process more. A thing that old people really seem to like is retirement. At least in France, it's like, people are so happy when they retire. So yeah, I guess that is one thing to look forward to. But at the same time, I want to enjoy my job so much that retirement doesn't seem like the ultimate goal. But yeah, that's just a note of like an example of things that old people usually look forward to. For this next section, let's talk about something that I feel torments me a lot, and that I talk about a lot on this podcast, and it's how life changes. Because when I think about growing old, you know, there are obviously like so many periods of your life that you'll go through. And something that really like scares me is the fact that, you know, that's constantly changing and evolving, and like life is always moving forward. So for me, it's crazy how there are phases, you know, you kind of burn through life, even if they're not like super clearly defined. You know, there are periods in your life, you know, even if you live in the same place for your whole life and you have like a pretty similar job for your whole life, there will still be, you know, like seasons to that. You know, like me, I'm only 19, but I feel like I've already lived through a phase of childhood, high school, and I'm going through one of college. So it's just like, you know, and I feel like it's hard to let go of each one and continue moving forward. You know, it's going by so fast and I don't know if I can keep up. My fear is that I'll move on to another phase of my life, but still mentally be in the previous one, which has happened. When I moved here at the beginning, I felt like I was mentally very much still in Colombia. So yeah, my fear is that, you know, life will continue advancing, but I'll just feel like stuck in a previous phase. Because honestly, for me, like, I don't see a version of myself where I don't go out to bars and clubs and like hang out with my friends and, you know, do kind of like that activity that you do when you're young, you know. I'm scared that eventually, you know, like that will stop and I won't be ready for it, you know. Like, I'll still want to continue doing that, but everybody around me will kind of have moved on. In other words, I'm scared that those around me will burn through that phase quicker than I will. Another big thing is that, like, for instance, when you're old, you depend less on your friends. Like, your friends just become a smaller part of your life, especially, you know, if you're in a committed relationship or you have kids or things like that. It's just been proven, like, time and time and again that friends, like, make up less of your life as you grow older. And there's also, like, studies of, like, how much time you spend with your friends as life progresses and it decreases, which to me seems so sad. And I tell myself, like, yeah, you'll be the exception. But I don't know, like, if it happens so often, then maybe it's just inevitable. So, like, I think to myself, you know, I'm scared that when I grow older, my friendships will become more one-sided because everybody else will have kind of moved on and connected with other people in their lives, you know, like partners or children. And I'll just kind of still be clinging on to that idea of friendship that we once had. And I'm scared that they won't see a reason to continue counting on me or like to continue investing in our relationship, even if it's just like talking or going out and doing things or really just connecting. So as I said, there's a part of me that thinks, you know, I can be the exception, but will we really be the generation of change? As I said, you know, if this is what happens generation after generation, why should I assume that in my case, it'll be any different? Who knows? Maybe even people that are currently old thought the exact same things I'm saying when they were young, but they inevitably went through this evolutionary process as they grew up and fell into, you know, the box that I'm saying. maybe what I'm saying here isn't even a breakthrough at all, but it's something that everybody experiences. And then just as everybody thinks this, everybody falls into the pattern of relying less on their friends. And that scares me so much. Like, I can tell you how much I hope that isn't my case, you know? And it's maybe like the example of going out. Maybe there comes a point in your life where going out just doesn't interest you anymore and you don't feel excited about it and you don't enjoy it anymore. Maybe there's a similar analogy like with friends, you know? Maybe at some point in your life you feel like you don't need that many friends or like that much time with your friends. But that honestly just feels so sad to me. I saw a TikTok of a guy that was explaining, you know, how weird of an experience it is when friends are visiting you in town, you know, like friends that you knew from somewhere else and that now you don't live in the same place. One comes to visit you and you kind of like show them into your life and how bad it feels when they go away again. And what he said is that as you grow up, your friendships become less about experiencing life together, but more about sharing life. You know, like sharing what has happened to you or catching up on life as you grab coffee, you know? You're not necessarily experiencing these things together as maybe you would when you were younger or like in college, you know, where you're away from your families, so you do everything together. You know, like when you grow up, that dynamic changes. And you don't tend to live life that much with your friends, you know? Everyone just kind of goes their own way and then you share these things. But that, to me, sounds so absolutely insane. Like, of course, there are friends, like, you don't live everything with all of your friends, so you do have some of these experiences where you're just telling your life to your friends. But I like to think that a lot of my friends experience my life with me, and we have, you know, joint experiences, and we do things together, and we can share that, you know, because we both go through it. But, I mean, it makes sense what he says, that when you grow old, you just kind of, like, stop doing that. And that breaks my heart. Like, I don't feel like I'm ready to go through that. I really don't want friends to take up a secondary role in my life. I completely want to continue experiencing things with them. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes, I guess. That pretty much sums up this episode. I hope it wasn't too much of a downer. I tried to sprinkle in some things of hope here and there, but overall, I really needed to do this to just kind of like get off these major concerns from my chest. If you relate to some of these fears, I hope that hearing somebody else talk about them kind of like made you feel less alone. And yeah, I was just wondering, because I haven't really had this conversation with my friends about growing old. So I just kind of wanted to voice it in case anybody out there has a similar experience. To sum up what we talked about today, I started saying what I don't like about the connotation growing old has in our society, the things that I dislike, how we frown upon things, and how I feel like when we're older, we should have the freedom of expression we do when we're young. Then I talked about dignity and how when you grow old, it can be a beautiful experience if we kind of change the perspective we have and see it as something, as a culmination of a really full existence. And kind of like be thankful for it instead of, you know, frown upon or be grossed out by wrinkles. And lastly, I talked about how weird it is to imagine that life is constantly changing and evolving and the fear that it will leave me behind at some point. Well, that's about it for this episode. I would like to clarify that I am not a specialist. Everything I share is based off of my experience and what I've learned. Don't forget to follow the podcast Instagram at TheSTPodcast. I'm very active on there. It's a visually aesthetic platform built with interactive spaces for us. Please tag me on your stories and send me pics listening with your tea. Also, please rate, review, follow, and subscribe. Whatever your platform lets you do, it would help me out a lot. Because reviews are the only way I can start growing, getting recommended to new people, and being included in rankings. Plus, I read reviews on here, so if you want to be featured, go on right ahead. Please spread this episode with any friends or family you think will like it. I would love it for you to share your thoughts on this podcast. You can send me a voice message directly through Anchor or through my email, thestpodcast@gmail.com. You can reach out for business inquiries and set up sponsorships through there as well. Make sure to check out the show notes. There's a bunch of fun stuff listed down there, alongside with links to everything I mentioned here today. Remember, you can join me every Thursday for a new episode, including the last one of every month with a guest, and an additional bonus monthly Q&A. Thank you for your time and for joining me in my little corner of the internet. I appreciate you. Thanks for tuning in. Have a beautiful week and a wonderful existence.